they sifted out the barley, they sifted it, but lo yachol, still the chamor did not eat from it. Nakrinu, so they cleaned it up. Rashi says they hand-picked with the hands, they picked out all the pselus from the barley, and still lo yachol, still the chamor did not want to eat from it. Izoblus, the Pirkos Ben Yor said, dilmu loy maisrin, maybe they did not take off trumas and maisrus from this barley. And that's what happened, asrinu, so they took off now trumas and maisrus, v'yochal, and now the chamor ate from it. So Omar, he said like this, the Pirkos Ben Yor, that ani yezu, like this donkey of mine, halechas lasset the soin koino, he's going to do the rosin of Hashem, like he's taking me to do the mitzvah pidyon shvuyin. V'yata machilu noisa tzfolim, and you want to give him tevel teeth, like how come? So this is the mindset that the chamor did not eat the yisa. So more is the question, stamazoi, homi mechaivo, is this barley mechuyiv in trumas and maisas? Rashi says, maicha behemo, hanalekas min amoritz, klum gozu ola mishum demai. Like true, they bought this off of the orphan amoritz, and also they bought it to feed your animal. So demai that you buy to feed your animals, are you mechuyiv in trumas and maisas? For your tzanan, learn like this. If somebody buys wheat tfua off an amoritz, the purpose of planting them, or else plants plants to give it to his animal, the kemach leiros, so he's buying flour just to use for his skin, to work over the skin, v'shem l'ner, you're buying oil for light, v'shem losav b'skin, we're using shem and kitzen not to eat from it, just to smear over your kelim with it, is potem yadamai. Your potter from Demai. So here also, they bought this barley to feed his animal, so they bought off an amoritz, who should be potter from Demai. So Moritz says, no, the maestro was Hossam, who? Hossam, Yit Moller, we're not on this. Omri Rav Yechon, Leshon, Veleshalochon, Mitchil Lebhema. Only if you first bought this barley, and your first intentions were to feed your animal with it. Avolochon, Mitchil Lebhema, let's say first you bought it for yourself. Then later you changed your mind and decided to give it to the animal, still chayav le'aser, still you chayav take off trumas and maisus. And that was the maaser over here, that they bought this barley first for the purpose of people, and therefore this chamor did not want to eat from it. V'atanya, bring your proof, Rashi says, benichus, it's a proof. It says, halakeach peris min ashuk, if you buy fruits off the shuk, on amoritz. So shal about the mai. It depends. La'achil, if you buy it first for you to eat it. V'nim l'chalei l'bheima, and then you change your mind, decide to give it to your animals to eat. Harezu lo'yitain. You should not use this tfua, this wheat, lo'y l'fnei b'hemta, can't give it to your b'hemas anymore. V'lo'y l'fnei b'hemas chaveroi. Not in front of your b'hemas, your friend's b'hemas. Elim ke'em iser, until you take off your trumas maisas first. So kids, this is the maisa with the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoir. Now the Gemara says that Shoma Rebbe heard, Rashi says that because of Rebbe Pinchas, Rebbe heard that Pinchas Ben Yor is coming into his town. So Nofek Liyape, Rebbe went out to greet him. Omala, he said to him, Ritzoin Choser, that's it, like I'd like to invite you over to my house, please come and have a sud by me. Rashi says, Ye Ritzoin Chor, Lissa Detzli, please come have a sud, eat by me. Omala, Hain, so Pinchas Ben Yor said yes, he agreed. So Tzoavu Ponov Shor Rebbe. Rebbe's face lit up. Rashi says, Samach, he became very happy. Because usually he didn't have hanor from other people. The other Reb Pinchas Ben Yor agreed to come to Rebbe, so Rebbe felt very happy. So it's all upon him, Rebbe. Omaloi, so Reb Pinchas Ben Yor said back to Rebbe, Kim Duma Ato Shemudu Hanor Yisraelani. Do you think that I made an Yisrael hanor not to have any dreamer from any Klal Yisrael? In other words, if you feel so happy that I'm going to come to you, that's not the pshat. But rather he said, Oh my Lord, he said, no, he said rather, Yisrael Kadoshim hein. Reb Pinchas Ben Yor said, really, Klai Yisrael is Kadoshim. And there, ready for Rashi, he meant to say, Urim lehenes mehem. Avadu, it's fit to have anor from another Jew. It's like he meant to say, like, Rebbe, how come you're so happy? But I was known that Reb Pinchas Ben Yor did not go to too many people. So Pinchas Ben Yor explained himself and said like this, that Yesh Roitze V'Einloi, some people talk and want to do chesed to other people, but they can't afford it, they don't have enough money. V'Yesh Sheyeshloi, there are some people that could afford it, have money, but V'Einloi Roitze, they don't want to have other people coming over, they don't want to do chesed to other people. And therefore Rashi says, those people, even though they invite you over, but ain't libe chofetz, they don't really want to give you the enjoyment of it. And therefore, Reb Pinchas ben Yor would not go to such a person. Because the pasuk in Mishlei that says, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tulcham es lechem ra, do not want to eat bad bread. In other words, people that es lechem ra oyen, people that have a bad eye, and those people that do not really want to invite you over, do not eat from them. Do not have a desire for their good things. In other words, don't take from people that do not really want to give. And the pasuk goes on, ki kumoi shuar benavshoi, keinu echol shesei yemeloch, v'liba balimoch. Now even though outright he'll speak and say, come and eat and drink, but really he does not mean it. So that was the pshat of Pinchas ben Yor. He did not want to eat by a lot of people, because either those people cannot afford it, or else even if they could afford it, sometimes they just say it, but they don't really mean it. But he said, but the Pinchas ben Yor said, but he said back to Rebbe, v'yata, but you Rebbe, roitze, you really want me to come over, v'yeshlecho, and you also could afford it. So therefore, by you I'll accept to come to eat by you. But the Pinchas said, Yishno miyu hashto misharivna. Right now, I'm in a big rush right now. The benusa b'mitzvah kotrachna, I'm oisik in this mitzvah, pidgin shvuin. So I don't have time right now to come and eat. But kiyadarna, when I return from doing the mitzvah, then asina alona legaboch, I'll come and have my meal, I'll come and eat by you. Samora says, kiyosa, when the Pinchas ben Yor came later, Isrami, it happened that oil behu pischa, he came into that gate, that door, that he found there white mules. And Rashi says, they belong to Rebbe. And vice versa, Pinchas ben Yor held there was also for somebody to own these mules. Like we'll soon see, Omar, so Pinchas ben Yor said, Omri said, Malach HaMobis, the Beis HaShazir, there's a Malach HaMobis over here. Vani Yasir, that's why I should go eat by him. So Rashi says, Malach HaMobis means, Shemaka, these mules, these predos, when they hit somebody, kick somebody, Veshuvei Namakacho, you can't heal it anymore. So Sola, these are dangerous animals to have around, so Rebbe shouldn't have had them. And therefore, Pinchas ben Yor changed his mind and said, no, I don't want to go eat by him. So what happened was, Shama Rebbe heard about this. Nofak Liapis, Rebbe went out to speak to Pinchas ben Yor, Omel, and he said to him, Mizavdinilu, let me go sell them, so I'll sell them to other Jews. Omel, and Pinchas says back, no, the pasuk says, V'lifna evil, esite michshol. You can't put a trap in front of a blind person, meaning you can't sell to somebody else, because just like it's also to you to have them, it's also to somebody else also. And Rashi says, to sell it to a guy, for sure he would not, because that's the locha in the Vedazor we had, to a guy. So he meant to sell to another Jew, so it's the same problem, it's Livna either. If so, Mifakarnalu, let me be mafke them. So Rashi says, Ashalchim biyoros, I'll sell them into the woods, into the forest, make it hefko. So Pinchas said, no, mafshis hezeko, you'll be make more damage then, because since nobody watches them, they'll do more damage then. If so, Akarnalu, let me be oike them. Rashi says, lo yuchlu liva, they won't be able to kick anybody. I dissolve about tashchis. So Rashi says, no, about tashchis leko. She ruyas ladisha, they'll still be usable to thresh with them. She'll still be oka them. Rashi says, okarna means menashe psiosayim. Let me like cut off the hooves. And therefore they won't be able to kick. They'll be able to walk still, but they won't be able to kick. So maybe I'll do that, there won't be any more damage. Samura says, no. Ikatzah balachayim, there's nistatzah balachayim, you can't do that. If so, he said, okay, katunulu, I'll even kill them. Samura says back, no, ikabal tashkis, there is a baltashkis over here. So, the Chur Mefarshim asks, what's the baltashkis involved? If Lamaisi not allowed to have such an animal, and it's a mazik the rabbim, so Chur, why are you allowed to kill a dangerous animal? So Mefarshim speak out, I think the Tferes Yaakov says, that it wasn't really that dangerous. It was only that it didn't really pass that Rebbe should have such a mule. So therefore, there would be a Baal Tashkis to kill it. So Kitzur Pinchas did not want to go to Rebbe's house. What happened was, heavy core, Mavatshus Le Tuva. Rashi says, Mafti is like begging him. Rebbe kept on begging with Pinchas, please come to my house. So what happened was, Gova Tura Benayu, that a mountain came in between them. In other words, the anes happened that a mountain came in between them and divided them up. So on this, Bocha Rebbe started to cry and said like this, V'yomar, Ma b'chayeyim kach, madich, this tzaddik of Pinchas is so great. When he's alive, such great nisim happened to him. Like the Maisa before, the Kriyas HaNor, or now Lukur, that a mountain came between them. Is so b'misos, and lachas kama v'kama. After his miso, avada navada, how great with Pinchas ben Yor is, and how much great things will happen because of him. And the Yomer of Chama Bar Chanino, that Kudelim Sadikim b'misosan yesim b'chayayim, Tzadikim are greater after their mace than when they're alive. So means to say, Rashi says, Luchur b'chayayim means, Shav Tzadikim kach mace na Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liba atavos na Kodesh Baruch Hu does what the Tzadik wants, and not to go against his will, like over here, Pinchas ben Yor real did not want to eat by anybody. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made like such a nes here to make him happy. So Acha Misosei Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu would do so much more to make him happy. Shneim Apostik says, Vayihem Kovrim Ish, V'neiro Es Agedur, V'yashkrichu Es Ish. So kids, the Apostik says they were burying somebody. V'neiro Es Agedur, V'yashkrichu Es Ish, the Kever Elisha, that they threw this mace and touched the Kever of Elisha, V'yelach V'yiga Ish, V'yatzmeis Elisha, and this person touched the bones of Elisha, V'yichi, and he lived and he got up. So you see that Tchiasim Acha Meisoi, as when he was alive, Elisha, in order for them to be Mechayim Meisim, he had to be Mespal a lot, he had to do a lot of Meisim, he had to put, Rashi says, Losan Piv O Piv, Yeinav Aleinov, Levakash Rachmin. But now Liachim Meisa, just because somebody touched him, there was a Tchiasim Meisim. You see, like Hashem does his Rotsan greater Liachim Meisa, more than be Mechayim. Oh, Malay Rav Papa Labaya, Papa is about to buy you, but do more, look, you may be brought to Eliyahu. Maybe this wasn't the schus of Elisha, but rather it was because of the brach of Eliyahu. Because here the Pasuk says, V'hi no pishnayim bruchachoy lai, that Eliyahu gave a brach to Elisha, should have twice as much as me. So Rashi says, pishnayim, Eliyahu hech yeben atrofis, v'Elisha ben ashenamis, v'tzorach lachu yasein dachar. Eliyahu another gave him a brach, he should do twice as much as him. Eliyahu another was Mechayah one. So Elisha had to be Mechayah twice. So that's why this happened. There's no proof that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does more lacha moisa than Mechayah. So Gemara says, rather, Omele, Ihochi, if so, Hainu Bitton, that's what we learned here, our Raglav Omoid, Olebeis Leholach, that just he got up, for he did not go to his house. Rashi, Ihochi, Lekiume, Brachos, Eliyahu, Hainu Bitanya, Betzmiya. Over here, the Meister was just that he stood up, but he did not go anywhere. Mashmi died after that. He had said, Lebeis Leholach. So this cannot be a key of the Baruch of Eliyahu. Elev saw B'mah Kayim. Elamai, this is a proof that Kodesh Baruch Hu does greater for the Mason. But if so, Elev B'mah Kayim, where was Mekayim the Baruch of Eliyahu? K'diyom Rav Yechanan, Sheripa Tzaras Namin, that Elisha was Merapi healed, the tzaras that Naman had on him. Shoyishkula kemes, that a mitzaras is ksira kemes. So if Elisha cured him, that's also called like a tchias amesim. Shem, the apostle says, I'm not here kemes, they should not be like a mace. You see, a mitzara is ksira like a mace. Rashi is a mitzaras Miriam ksiv. That Aaron said that our sister should not be like a mace. So that was where Elisha the second time was mechayi amesim. Now the Gemara says, Omri Bishur ben Levi, Lomo nikra shimon yamim. How come we call mules these praters called yamim? So when it says sheimosa and mutela salabrius, that the people are all afraid of them. They cast fear upon the people. The yom rabbi chanino miyomai from a lifetime lo shalni odom al makas prade levono v'chaye. Nobody ever asked me about a wound that I received from this white mule and he healed up. In other words, their wound killed people. For the more avak chazino v'chaye. I receive people do live, even though they got a wound, they got hit from a white mule. So with Amra, I'll say like this, for Chaysa, I never saw anybody that got healed up. True, they live, but the wound does not heal so easy. I woke a chazino, the Mrs. say, I know, still we see that sometimes the wounds get healed up. So Mora says, the Chivron resh karayu karminim. I mean to say, if the mule has white feet, such mules like that, if they hit somebody, I never saw anybody get healed up from their wound. The Talmud the Pasuk says, "Einoid movadoi." There's nobody else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Rebbe Chanina, "V'yafilu kshofim," means even Kishuf, even magician, has no koiches against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mor says that he used to saw there was a lady that we call Mahadra Lemishkal Afro Mitusei Kari with Rabbi Chanina, that she wanted to take some sand out of the, means she wanted to do some kishuf against Rabbi Chanina. Omalos, he said to her, Shkoilu, take what you want. La Mistai Milsa, it's not going to help you. To do things that Kosh Broker doesn't want to happen. Samora says, Shani Rabbi Chanina did not fish chusei. If Shani Rabbi Chanina, though he was such a great tzaddik, his chusim zikr protect, then nothing would happen. Samora still has, I, Vomer Rabbi Chanina, a nodem noikif etzpa melomato, elimke machriz nolav melmalo. Nothing happens to a person on this world. You don't even hurt yourself, hit your hand, unless min Hashemam they want you to. Shneem in the Pesuk says, Mi Hashem et tzaddik gover, kenenu. The Yodu Ma Yovin Darkoi, Mashma, everything happens only in the Shemayim. Omer Rav Loza says, Dam Nikov Marat Tekadam Erlam. So if somebody has some blood, he hurt himself, he has a wound, the blood comes out, it's almost like a korban. Now, the Marat Tekadam Erlam. And why? Because it's Minash Shemayim, that's Shikaparo. And Omar Rova, Begoidel Yemin over Nikov Shani. That means on your right thumb, the second time you got hit there, that's a bigger wound, and that's mitzvah harbor, that has a lot of, that's a big kapara. And vudu kosel divine mitzvah, if only he's going to the divine mitzvah, such a thing is mechapim. Omer Oliver was said, our Pinchas ben Yoyer, that miyomov loy botza prusa shenish loy, from his lifetime he never ate bread that belonged to somebody else, and he never ate by anybody else. Loy botza prusa shenish loy, on miyom shomer adaitoi, from the time he had his own das, he only took care of himself. He did not want to eat anymore, not even from a sudas aviv. Rashi says, Botsa means birchas ha-moitzi, shle-rotz lechel gzas mishlacherim. He has a Pinchas ben Yoyer, did not want to take hanof from anybody else. See, before what he told Rebbe, Mashi was just time to please Rebbe. But really, Pinchas ben Yoyer was looking for excuses not to eat by Rebbe, because that was a Pinchas ben Yoyer's midah, that he did not want to have hanof from anybody.